everyone. I'm Kia Armstrong from Nash's Farm Store, bringing you the Organic Farm Report. There's lots going on in the world of organic agriculture this winter. The 34th Annual Ecological Farming Conference just wrapped up at the Asilomar Conference Ground in California. What a high-powered gathering of farmers, researchers, students, food activists, and allies from across the country and beyond. Workshops and farm tours packed full 4 days with technical information, inspiration, and creative new solutions for our business, the business of producing and processing food that follows ecological and socially just standards for people and our planet. Awesome work. We love it. This year at EcoFarm's annual Sustainable Agriculture Award Banquet, they honored someone who embodies that mission of radical farm work. A big shout out to the 2013 winner, also a dear friend and colleague of mine, Ann Schwartz of Blue Heron Farm in Rockport, Washington. Ann has been farming in the Skagit Valley for over 40 years, since organic began, and has also played a tremendous role in the growth of the organic movement at the state and federal level, and also on university campuses and at research stations. She's also a board member of the Tilth Producers of Washington. And speaking of awesome conferences like EcoFarm, Tilth hosts Washington State's largest organic farming conference every fall. Save the date for this November 7th through the 9th. The 40th anniversary conference is in Vancouver, and it's gonna be a blast. Again, a big congrats to Ann Schwartz for this well-deserved honor, 2013 SUSTI recipient. You know, thinking about Ann reminded me of the last time I visited her at her home and farm 2 winters ago. So winter time is when farmers actually have a chance to take a vacation and maybe visit one another. You know, get off your farm and go to someone else's farm. It's kind of an obsession, but a good one, I think. So anyway, we're at Ann's and there's snow on the ground and we're helping her with morning chores and checking out the farm. And we come in for a late lunch of roasted chicken and potatoes and salad. And I still remember how delicious this meal was as we sat near the wood stove and warmed our toes and ate real food. One of her chickens, farm potatoes, and fresh greens from the local co-op that had been grown by another local farmer. Real food. And that's what our segment Cooking with Kia is about every week. DIY, real, simple food. For dinner that day at Ann's, she prepared a simple organic farm chicken by rubbing some dried rosemary and salt and pepper and thyme under the chicken skin and roasting it covered in the oven for just a few hours until it was juicy and golden. Her potatoes were so good, and when I realized how simply she'd prepared them, I couldn't believe I'd never done it myself. The trick? Lemon juice on roasted potatoes, lots of fresh squeezed juice, and about a half an inch of water in the baking dish, and some generous pats of butter, and you just roast up those cubed spuds at 350 until tender. Keep an eye on them. You might need to add a splash more liquid as needed, but man, what a warming winter dish. This is the kind of real food that sustains and feeds and comforts. It's the food of the past and of the future, folks. Everyday deliciousness. Well, that's all the time we have for this week. This is Kia Armstrong reminding you to tune in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to the Organic Farm Report. Keep it local. Information on the Organic Farm Report and recipe details, visit ksqmfm.com and look for the Organic Farm Report.
The KSQM Organic Farm Report is hosted by Kia Armstrong and written by Patty McManus. Music provided by Court Armstrong. This has been a KSQM Studios production.